I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Nuff said.
It's perfect.
How was that, Cyrus? Are you okay with that?
You know what? I think we can just go forward. We'll just... Hey, it's Tyrus Works, but the effort was phenomenal.
I love it. Well, Tyrus, as y'all know, is a Fox News contributor and also host of Fox Nation's Nuff Said. Tyrus, thanks for coming on with us today. Are you following this Justin Trudeau story, like, with bated breath?
No, because pretty much like everything else in Canada, I really don't care about it. So,
Even if it's brown face in Canada, that doesn't bother you? That doesn't make you want to turn tables over?
Only Canada would try to clean it up. It wasn't black face. It was brown face. Oh, well, that's different. And if you had yellow face on, that was not as quite as bad. And maybe if you had peach face on, he's insulting Irish people. Like, if you're making fun of another race by putting paint on your face, it is what it is. You can try to dumb it down, but it is what it is. I really just don't care. If that's who he is, if that's who they voted for in office over there, Canada always kind of has this we're so much more enlightened than America. But the more and more we find out, they're not. They have a lot of issues that we have. It's just they're polite about it. And he's trying to be polite about it. Well, it was brown face and like whatever. Are you sorry for what you did? Are you sorry you got caught? I mean, those kind of things. But again, I just
wonder why we don't invest much time in understanding anybody's intention. I think that people can make bad decisions out of ignorance, and I think that we need to afford people the opportunity to learn from that lesson and still think, allow them to go about their lives.
I don't think you should lose your entire career and life because you did what you thought something was funny or you made a mistake. And even if it's the most, let's take the most heinous side of it. Let's say Justin Trudeau is a raging racist who hates brown people, and to show his hate around his friends, he painted his face brown and did bad impressions all night. So let's say that happened. Does that mean he's forever, for the rest of his life, a rotten person? Or he just made a poor choice? Or he was just being honest in his choice? If it was over here in America, I would be like, that's what he chose to do around his friends. Like, we need to stop being so sensitive. We need to stop acting like he planted a dirty bomb in New York City. He wore, and this is coming from a black man. I'm telling you, like, I don't care what he did it or he didn't, or the fact that bringing it out. When did this, I don't remember exactly, was this something that happened like years ago?
2001 is the photo of one of them. Yeah.
Okay, I think he's matured since then.
Yeah.
Is it something he does every year? Is it something that he wants to come out and he wants to do his State of the Canadian addresses in? I mean, if
I hope
you know
not.
What I'm saying, like, if that's where he's at, then, you know, whatever. It's your world, bro. Like, it's not mine. I don't care. It's something that happened 20 years ago just about. Get over it.
What do you think, Tyrus, what do you think about the cancel culture? It's kind of something that we've been talking about here in the last couple weeks, a little bit more than I think we have in the past, where we were an outraged society, perpetually, completely outraged, and we've been that way for quite some time now. It's almost been a decade where everything is offensive and there's a constant reminder of why you should know your place and know your role as whatever, if you're white, if you're male, if you're Christian, if you're middle class, you know, just one thing after the other. I think people are kind of getting over this idea of having to cancel people or, you know, affiliations just because of what someone else says.
I think, again, it goes to, it's a lot like Santa Claus. The outraged nation is a lot like Santa Claus. We all want to believe that it's there, but the facts just don't add up as you get older. eventually you figure out that's mom and dad putting the stocking in your room, you know, and that it's physically impossible for a man with a clear obesity problem to get down the chimney. Or if you don't have a chimney, he still shows up.
At my house, Santa Claus, when we were discussing this with my kids, we had to, because they asked that, and we had to explain that we come up the back deck stairs and go in the back door. And then that made a little more sense to them.
Right. And then eventually your kids start giving Santa Claus too much credit. And then you, after one too many Christmas bourbons, blurt out, there is no Santa. It was me. So, or maybe I'm just speaking for my household. But the point is, it's the same thing. The outrage comes from the social media, mostly the Twitter gang. And when you look at statistically the numbers behind it, most Americans don't even tweet. Most Americans that do barely tweet. It's like less than 10%. But because we have CEOs and businesses who think, oh, no, if we don't fall to this, you know, because somebody gets 10,000 armed warriors to say they don't like something, so they get behind it. And it's the end thing to do to go after things and try to get somebody taken down. I usually, whenever I disagree with somebody or somebody gets mad at me on social media, I just jump in front and be like, let the boycotts begin.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, he wants to be boycotted, so forget him. He's not going to get it. You know, it's just, it's laughable. And I think more Americans are starting to realize, like, they'll step outside and be like, wait, the sun's up, the clouds are up. There's not real outrage. And this is one of the benefits of having a happy, free society with no war, no famine, no bubonic plague running around. Life is pretty good for the average American, and you have plenty of time to be outraged about things that really don't matter. And what somebody did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or even in some cases 2 weeks ago, really doesn't matter. And it Trudeau, he put pain on his face. Have you done it again in 20 years? No, I think we're good.
I love it. Tyrus, thanks so much for joining us. Fox News contributor and host of Fox Nation's Nuff Said, which you can subscribe to at foxnation.com. You got anything exciting coming up for people who might be teetering on the decision whether or not to subscribe?
If you want to learn about the great Dana Perino, her interview dropped yesterday.
Yes, she's my favorite. You can tell her I said that. She won't know what you're talking about, but she's my favorite.
She 100% will. That's the good thing about Dana. or Miss Perino, as I like to say. But that interview dropped yesterday, and you learn a lot about her work ethic and how she was able to continue to grow, and a lot of good advice. I said I was being on her show was like sitting under a learning tree interviewing. You learn a lot. And anybody who's in entertainment needs to take the time to hear what she has to say, and hopefully it can help you continue to grow in your world.
Awesome. Well, Tyrus, we will definitely check it out on Fox Nation, especially Tyrus's show, Nuff Said. Always great to have you on here. Thanks for joining us again.
Sorry for cussing. Got emotional.
No, you're good. You're good. Thanks, Tyrus. Right. Appreciate it. On Twitter, @PlanetTyrus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.